You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's America's Got Talent After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Got Talent After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? Bing is for doing, and we are back for Season 8 of America's Got Talent, Episode 1. And I am Corey Take, and joining me tonight.
Hi, I'm Daniel Weiss.
Hey guys, I'm Kira Batte.
Hello, it's Nick Collins.
And I'm very excited to have all of us together. Kira and I are reunited once again. Very, very happy.
Cute.
Yes. So, what did you guys think of the new judges? We've got Sharon Osbourne out, and now we have them replaced with two ladies, Heidi Klum and Mel B. What did you guys think of them?
You know, it was very interesting. I know that Sharon has just been doing it for so long, so I think she's a real professional. I'm interested in seeing more their dynamics. I really didn't get any kind of feedback from the ladies so far. I want to see their personality show off a little bit more, hopefully, later in the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I think it was a little too early to tell. Definitely need to see more of their personalities and whatnot. But I think Mel B is going to bring a lot to it because she's just super colorful.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And she's just fun. and Heidi, she's trying. I can tell that she's really trying. You know, she's trying to tell jokes and they're just falling so flat. But I think that she's going to find her groove. And Howie's amazing, obviously. You know.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, it was good. I feel like we're really going to get to see their true colors once they start fighting and getting into like, no, I loved them, no, I hate them, and start going at it. Right now, everyone was like, I liked it. I also liked it.
Yeah.
That was good, but in British accents.
Yeah,
other accents.
I think they were trying to portray their chemistry, like, offset, or like how Howie was like, oh, you're my favorite judge. Oh, no, you're my favorite judge. And they're just trying to play around with that. But it still didn't have that pop just yet, so
right.
I totally agree with you guys. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
I need a little conflict. There's a little conflict between them. There's none yet.
You still see the conflict between the two Howards, but...
Well, it's because the girls like each other so far. It's like, oh, we're still friends. We're going to just go along with everything.
Oh, Mel B did call them the bookends, the male bookends. That was kind of funny. I think she's going to shine.
Agreed.
Yeah. So she's fantastic. So we start off in San Antonio, Texas. And we start off also with David Weathers. He is from Hollywood, Florida. He is the Cobra Kid, 35 years old. And he is going to perform a dangerous stunt with a rattlesnake. Yeah. So, what do you guys think of this piece?
Well,
who are the judges for AfterBuzz's America's Got Talent?
See, I mean, I just feel like the way I look at, I don't know if it's the right way to look at all of these acts. I'm looking at something that's going to have longevity and is going to, you know, have, that's going to fill the seats in Las Vegas, because that's the whole point of the show. And some guy who is popping balloons with a rattlesnake, I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I he needs a YouTube channel, not a stage in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't see how he's able to perform for a long, long period of time, because kind of after the snake bites a balloon or what have you, it's kind of over. The show's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried that that was his biggest act, and what are we going to have after that? And I wasn't that impressed. Maybe it's more impressive live, but...
Yeah, it was cool, but it took 60 seconds for him to get the snake out, and then he bit the balloon, which was cool. Like, I think the anticipation was all right. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for it to be nothing, like all the buildup, and then he pulls out like a rubber snake or something, like it was all a joke. And then he did it, and it was cool, but I just felt like, yeah, I'll watch it on YouTube. I'm not going to watch a whole show.
Yeah.
Do you think that his sob story helped that he was paralyzed for 3 years because he got bit by a rattlesnake and he's still doing this because he got all yeses?
No, I just thought he was stupid for ever going back and doing it again.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I totally agree. Just stupid. Just stupid. America's got stupid. That's what's going on when he's on stage.
I'm surprised he got 4 votes.
Ditto.
I mean, if it was truly the first one, then it's like, all right, that was really cool. With nothing else to compare it to. Like, if he was the first act that they saw.
Yeah, but it was the first act that we saw, so...
Yeah, it kind of seemed like San Antonio overall was lacking in talent, so mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, well, you know, if you don't really have anything to compare it to, I guess it was suspenseful.
That's probably why they made it so short.
Because mm-hmm. It was super short. I couldn't believe we were on to New York. I was like, are we on New York already? Yeah.
We only have one act next in San Antonio, actually, and that's Marty Brown from Kentucky. He is a carpenter, 47, and they had this huge montage of him, and we were like, oh, please be good. Please be good. And, well, I think he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was really good, although I'm still waiting for, like, in a couple days, they're going to realize that he's really been singing his entire life, or, like, he has someone trapped in his closet. Something's going on with him.
Someone trapped in his closet?
Those are my
two. He's thinking R. Kelly right now.
No, I'm saying, like, he's either a really good singer or a serial killer. I feel like there's something about him.
So no R. Kelly is what you're saying.
No R. Kelly. Although he might be the next R. Kelly.
Well, you guys remember?
Be both? Come on.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like, you know, R. Kelly's probably a serial killer.
Well, you guys remember last year about the last former country singer that swept America's hearts at the beginning of the season. What was his name again? Tim or
Tim
something?
Poe?
Tim Poe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he totally faked everything. So I see where you're getting at that, you know, it may come again.
Well,
something
Kira,
weird.
You're very, very good at calling out the fakers.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I remember. Me and Emil really didn't like him.
I was crying about Tim Poe, and you're like, nah.
Well, I think this guy's faking too, because there's no way he didn't know he was going to an audition. His wife was like, yeah, I just tricked him into getting in the car and drive from Kentucky to San Antonio. And he had no idea.
Because if he's only singing in the kitchen, he was really confident on stage.
Agreed.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
This guy knows good what point. He's doing. Maybe they just played it the right way. Good for them.
Maybe that's his only song he's like perfected. And then after that, he can't do anything.
Well, we'll find out in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, I would have voted him a yes.
Oh, really? I would have voted him a no, actually.
Really?
I'm a sucker for a good song, and I don't even like country, but I thought he was good.
Yeah,
I would have said yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would have been the no.
You would have been...
He still would have went to Vegas, so it doesn't matter.
But you know who else I would have said yes to is that girl Mew with the crazy eyes?
Oh, I would have said yes to her. Okay, yeah, she's, 31, a student from Japan, and, you know, I have a very soft spot for Japanese people because, you know, culturally, my father's from Japan, and I felt... so bad for her, and I wanted her to do so much better, and from the beginning I felt like it was going to be like a pop crash.
Oh, 100%. That's what I wanted to see, though.
See, me too. And I know that I'm always known as one of the hosts that have like kind of like a tackier taste and stuff.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I really believe in good talent. But as you know, like from last year, I really wanted like Horse to go through. That was a guy that
and
kept getting
Barry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, oh yeah, and Big Bear. I really had a connection with him. So obviously, I am one of the hosts that have like
had
the tackier taste.
With him.
And to me, I know it's like cheap humor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I just think it's really fun to like. Laugh at that. I wouldn't watch it in Vegas though, but I would have just voted yes to see her go on a little bit more for the sake of the show because everything really went flat.
I totally disagree. If I had to pay $5 to watch her, I would want my money back.
Oh yeah,
terrible.
But do you want her to see her a little bit more in the show? Like what else she has to bring?
She's embarrassing. I feel bad for her.
Think about the people that go to Vegas. There's a lot of highbrow shows in Vegas, and they're all really expensive, and there's a lot of walks of life, and not everyone's going to go see Celine Dion or Blue Man Group or O. I think people would pay to see her, just be her.
I would go.
That'd be a great show before dinner, and then I'm ready to hit the clubs. Like, I'm fine with that.
Well, I think you need a lot of drinks before that.
Yeah, you're right.
How about you? Did you like her?
Yes and no. I liked her for the same reason that I like Cool as Ice, the Vanilla Ice movie, because it's terrible and I like watching it. I would have voted yes for her only if I knew everyone else was going to say no.
Yeah.
Just so I could be the guy that's like, yeah, that was awesome,
so
but
you,
thank
you
God I don't
Howie.
Have to see it again.
You were the Howie.
Yeah, exactly.
And you totally called it, Nick. You were saying, oh, she looks like Lady Gaga and... She was. She danced to Lady Gaga.
She did.
And she did this whole seizure thing.
She sure did. Yeah. She was like a Harajuku lover Gaga.
Yeah, she was.
But what was up with her rolling her eyes? I've never seen dancing. I've watched so much dance, but I've never
Satan.
Seen...
That's the Satan in her.
That was some Amanda Bynes stuff in there. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Who mentioned the Amanda Bynes part? That was cool. That
was
Amanda
it you?
Bynes.
Yeah, she should be a judge or a contestant. Or she should just be on TV. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Well, guys, Steven, please tell all our viewers about Cereal Buddies, because you're so good at pitching it.
Oh, man, I'm just so not ready for this right now.
Do
you
it.
Put me on the spot.
We're judging
you.
You
know
now.
What?
We're
you can put
you.
Me on the spot because I'm just so passionate about how much I love this movie. Because we've worked so hard on this movie, and we do so much here for you guys at AfterBuzz. And we work so hard just to provide content with you guys 24/7, 7 days a week, whether that be through Black Hollywood Live, Game Control Live, or any of our 60 different after shows every week. Mm-hmm. And we don't do commercials on them, but one thing we do ask is to support us any way you can by going to iTunes and rate and subscribing to your shows that you watch, because, of course, the hosts want to know what you like about their shows or what you don't like. But also for... The last few years we've been working on this movie, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, who basically started AfterBuzz, produced and directed this movie called Cereal Buddies, The Adventures of Cereal Buddies. And it's kind of like a serial-killing road trip that isn't as dark as when you say a serial-killing road trip would really kind of be, if you know what I mean. It's got great people, and it's got an all-star cast with Christopher Lloyd, Beth Bears, Artie Lang. I know there's a few other people in it. I mean, Maria Menounos is in it, for Christ's sake. But it's a great movie. It just really helps us out. You go to iTunes, download the movie. It's $4.99.
Yeah, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Like, hilarious.
We all saw it.
$4.99. And we do that just because we're not, like, after Wallace. We just want to spread the word about a movie. We just want to get it out there because we enjoy making things for you. If we didn't enjoy making things for you, then... I mean, we wouldn't be, you know, doing all this.
Yes, at a very late night.
And you never see Cowrie in front of a black and yellow microphone. Yeah. Or the bumblebee butt, like we like to call.
Don't talk about this microphone. You know how I feel.
You don't like the bumblebee butts?
I love it. No, I love it.
You love it as much as Cereal Buddies, because I do.
I do. I do, too.
There you go.
Cereal Buddies, guys. Check it out, download it, and support.
Yeah, it's cheaper than parking at a real movie. So
that's true.
I rushed back from San Diego just to see it when it was playing in theaters for a limited time.
Oh, see, kudos right there.
It's really good. And I know some people in it that are hilarious people. Even people that you've never heard of that are just amazing comedians and actors. Mm-hmm. So check out some people you know or don't know in it.
Yeah. And you guys, what would you give Steven?
And now
an
back
X
to your scheduled programming.
Or would he be going to Vegas?
I would say go to Vegas.
Yeah.
That is like the worst thing you can wish upon somebody. Go to Vegas.
That's a good thing. You can win $1 million.
I always need an excuse to go to Vegas.
Well, it's like they expect everyone on this show to come from Hollywood. So they're like, you can't go to Hollywood. You got to go to Vegas.
Well, Vegas is where they want to stay. So
if you tell me there's a sale at Target in Vegas, I'm going.
Really?
Going to Vegas.
I feel like we should
road trip.
Go right now.
If I ever needed to go to Vegas.
No traffic. Let's go.
Do the people who live in Vegas who make it on this show just feel like let down? They're like, oh, we get to go home.
Well, I don't know.
I would feel that way.
Well, to get $1 million?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. But
and then you get to stay home. You don't. If you do win, you don't have to leave your whole life.
That's
you know,
true.
You just stay in Vegas with all your friends and family. So.
That's a good
and
point.
On to the next performer.
Next performer. Was a very, it was kind of a slew of silly stuff. The contracting muscle
the animal
guy.
Another guy I would pay to see.
Oh my goodness.
Just go to
you
Venice.
The
There's like a
Literally
million
my
of them.
Taste.
Yeah, right? On Muscle Beach.
That's true. You probably do hang out in Venice all the time.
Oh yeah, look at me. I left my baby oil in the car. But yeah, generally I'm always out there just pumping iron. You know.
Wait a second. You're not Mark Wahlberg?
Well,
you're not?
I get it all the time. I know.
What about, okay, so there was a contracting hulky guy that was lame. No. The alien singing, that was lame.
Weird.
Any thoughts on that one?
I wanted that to be so good. I want someone to come out looking so crazy and just be incredibly talented. Like they did.
Oh, well, Mew. That happened.
Yeah, sorry.
I knew I was waiting for that.
Well, there was like, I think 2 or 3 seasons ago, Prince Poppycock.
Oh,
this
yes.
guy came out in like white powder makeup and a full like fop outfit.
Wasn't that?
And he was an amazing opera singer.
Yeah, I remember.
That's what, I just want the crazies to be good.
He made it pretty far.
He was like final two or three.
Yeah. But the alien singing was not crazy good.
No.
Heidi's yodeling was better than his singing. Yeah. And then we went to some,
which isn't saying very much.
Yeah, I know. Then we went to this avant-garde noise music with these people dressed up alien slash all these random instruments.
Let's not even talk about it.
I seriously think they had like women's stockings with potatoes inside. I'm really serious. I think there were women's stockings filled with potatoes. It was very awkward.
Hence the avant-garde and Nick Cannon.
But that's not even real. Like, it's not even like couture, like avant-garde. That's just like
it's
ghetto.
This.
Yeah.
And Nick called it avant-garbage, which
good.
I thought was hilarious.
Smart.
Yeah. And then, finally, something decent was Catapult Entertainment. It was the Shadow Dancers. And I thought that was excellent. Climbing faces, they made helicopters and houses, and it looked like a spy versus spy kind of thing. What did you guys think of this act?
Yeah, I thought it was great. They've done stuff like this, but I guess, you know, you have to erase what they've done before and just focus on this. And I thought it was really cool. Yeah, I liked the spy stuff. I liked... what was really cool is they built a wall and a girl climbed it. I thought that was cool because that I didn't know how they did. So that was really well done.
Well, it's definitely the best so far, so far that we talked about. And definitely the most viable show that can actually survive in Vegas. I mean, it had a storyline, sort of. And it was, I don't know, there was music. It had a lot of everything, you know, like story, music, dancing. And it was just different. So, I mean, I think out of all the acts that we had seen up until then, definitely was the one that could actually be in Vegas.
Yeah, I thought that doing the shadows, like you had previously mentioned, it was kind of like so many dimensions. I really don't know how they were able to do that and her climbing up. What I'm really interested in seeing is how they're going to continue to bring it to the next level. Yeah. And I'm sure that they will. But just seeing the previous acts from other seasons, they do get better. But sometimes it's just like cool once you see it. And then after that, it's like, oh, I saw it already.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets kind of flat. So I'm very interested in what kind of elements are going to add to it. Or is it going to be one of those acts where I can still appreciate it and it's still cool, but are you going to continue to wow me through until September?
Yeah, you know, sometimes so. You see that. Yeah, you're right.
It is great. I'm just saying that's what happened last time. So we'll see.
I wonder if it's like strategically placed because there were so many awful acts leading up to this one.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there was a better act before them, if they would have been so, as stellar. But I guess we'll see because they made it through to Vegas. Next, we have the tap dancer guy, girls.
Did they go on or no?
They did.
They did?
They did.
I didn't think they did.
I don't know. Wow. It was really fast. It was really fast in. And before we go any further, I wanted to tell our viewers to check out iTunes, America's Got Talent. It's a whole new season, a whole new panel, well, half a whole new panel. Mm-hmm. And we are so excited to be bringing this back. So go ahead and go to iTunes, AfterBuzz TV, rate, comment, respond. Go to YouTube and leave a comment. We like to leave a message back.
We will respond.
We do. We actually read them religiously in the mornings, like 5 in the morning, I check them. Well, not really, but I do check them. So thanks for tuning in, and check out iTunes and YouTube. So the next one, we have the Hype Dancers from Hawaii. These guys, these three boys, they come and they say, oh, we made up this act earlier this morning. I thought that was pretty ballsy, whether they did it or not, whether they were good or not, they didn't need to mention that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they had to mention that, but they were good. They were good. They danced singing in the rain, and they had good style.
It's a confidence thing. They probably didn't feel they were ready, so they're like, just so you know, in case we suck, it's because we made it up last night.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, too. And it is one of those things, like we had all mentioned when we were watching the show. I mean, I think the true talent is there. They definitely have raw talent. But to me, I kind of thought that, they probably did do it last night just because the dancing was not tight. It would have been so much better if it was tighter. They were more prepared. I mean, I guess I liked what the guy said, though. He was like, well, think about it. Like, when we actually do practice and do have time, you know, but I don't know. I just thought it was kind of like, well, why didn't you get ready and really care about the audition now? And it showed to me. I think the true talent is there, but I could kind of tell that they did it last night.
I kind of agree with you, too. I think that, you know, they're going onto a possibly nationwide stage, they should sit there and make the effort.
Yeah,
it's like I said, going to an audition without makeup on or something. Why are you half assing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did you think of it? It was good, but...
I mean, yeah, I thought it was good. I thought they were definitely talented. I was entertained. Again, I'm just going to be really critical about everybody. Yeah. I just don't see them having a show in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, out of everybody, would you go pay money to see them with have their own show in Vegas? Yeah, I think that it's going to be a long season, obviously. I think there's a lot more talent to be seen. They're definitely really good. Yeah, I think it was kind of unnecessary to draw attention to the fact that they had just made up a dance, because then we did kind of look at it kind of more critically. I think we would have kind of glazed over that. But there's talent there. I'm interested to see what else they can come up with.
But you're more talented. I mean, more interested in Mew still, as of now.
You're right. I am more talented than Mew.
You are. That is actually true. And interested in Mew as well.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
Maybe we'll see her again. Who knows? And then next one, we had the... I called him the Asian aerialist because I couldn't catch his name. The guy who I thought was going to do some kung fu stuff. And he got all yeses.
Yeah, the acrobat.
He kind of did the same thing too, though. He was like, oh, I've never done this before.
But he did it after.
Yeah, he did it after, which was smart. And then they were like, how have you never done
which
this
is
before?
For sure a lie.
That,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I just
happened to grab this thing in the air.
So, yeah, at home, I just saw
around
a bunch of curtains and I just started like climbing them. I was really good
at it. You can't even perfect it when you're playing video games like first time either. It's impossible. There's no way. Anyway, he got He got a hug from his mom, and that kind of made my heart melt. And then we have...
He hired that woman.
See, that guy, like...
He hired the woman.
Not his mom.
He would be a good... He would be a good person to, like, join O, where they actually do that kind of stuff. I don't know if he... Like, I'm not just going to watch this guy.
But he wouldn't audition because he's never done it before, right? So...
Good point.
I don't know.
Chicken
they could
the
do
egg.
Something like that. Like you're saying, if he wins or whatever, it'll be, you know, Asian aerialist featuring people from Cirque du Soleil or something. You know,
I love how we're calling him Asian aerialist.
That's his real name. You can look it up. On nothing.
All right, next we have Dave Shirley, comedian, who tells no jokes. And I was very skeptical when he said that he was a comedian who tells no jokes.
I thought he was a security guard, by the way. He had like a thing in his ear and...
I don't know. He called himself the comedian that says no jokes.
He did.
He did.
And he didn't have any jokes.
He didn't, but he did blow us away, no pun intended, because there was a blow-up doll... And he was
I was wondering where you were going with that, no pun intended.
In sync. Completely in sync with the screen and the doll going back and forth, turning into like a live silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool too, and I think he executed it very well. I know that that timing's like so difficult. Again, like I don't know what else he can do to jazz it up or how can it last for an hour, but I mean for just that particular act, like yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I don't think it has any longevity. No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, we don't know what else he's going to do.
It's going to be the same thing with different visuals.
Yeah, if it is, then, yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. But maybe he'll, you know, turn it up, start doing impressions in it or something.
And why was he wearing, like, a limousine driver outfit?
Because
like,
he came from his job as a limousine driver.
I think he did.
Was he a limousine driver?
I think he was actually running security backstage.
I don't know any real
like,
things.
I think I'm up.
He's like, I can do this.
I got this. He just happened to have that doll on the... let's
well,
move on.
I wonder why he had that doll now. And then, okay, we will move on. He got a yes. And the next person that got a yes was Kid the Wiz.
Mm-hmm. Hat Kid.
The Hat Kid. And Kira, you were constantly impressed that he kept catching his hat.
Yeah, I mean, I get the dancing in general. It's not, like, flashy or anything like that. I mean, it's definitely a street act. I don't think anyone's going to pay that much money because just like last season, what was his name? Turf?
Yeah, Turf was good.
Yeah, I mean, people really liked him and what have you, but it's not even, like, at that level. And again, as you guys know, I wasn't really impressed with him. Not to be mean or anything because I really liked his story, but, you know.
Felt like it
so,
is.
Yeah, there,
like
well, there you
is.
Go. So I didn't really like him that much, but I just will say I thought it was really impressive that he was able to catch his hat like 3 times because I've tried doing that so many times and
it is
almost impossible. Yeah, just for fun, you know. I mean, I like to dance and it's really not impossible, but, you know, the hat's so flimsy and then how do you get it there? And if it bends, it's
would be
just cool.
An awesome YouTube video is to have you try to get hats on your head.
Maybe we'll
I'd watch that.
I would watch
show.
It too.
See, Kid the Wiz is someone who I would love to see on the way to the show that I'm going to pay for, like on the strip. Like, yeah, I'll put a few bucks in your hat, but not at the box office.
But it'll fall out when he tries to put it on
his
elbow.
It will. Will that be even more impressive if you can keep it all in there? Get it on his head.
Well, you know how he did all that. There's a magnet in the hat.
No.
And then he's got metal under his skin. And it's just going to the metal.
He's devoted to his craft.
Kira, is this guy a liar or what? Is he telling the truth?
But, you know, that's actually a really good idea. I mean, I don't think, you know, but, I mean, what if he, like, paints something on? You never know.
No, it's true.
Well, he has iron in his blood.
There we go. See?
I don't know. I just don't see how this is interesting at all. It's cool that one time he catches it, but after that, like, how many times is he going to intrigue me by putting that hat back on his head while dancing?
Well, whatever. I mean, are the acts not good, or are the judges just letting everybody in?
I it might be a little combo of both. They might be a little more desperate.
Yeah, I think that the acts aren't good, so they have to let more people in, because they can't just do like five people in Vegas, so they're getting more desperate.
Yeah, but it is the first episode, so maybe something like the Lottie Dogs will come by.
Sure.
Something doggy, please. Please, doggy. next, we have Chuck from the Bronx.
Oh, Chuck.
New York.
Yes. I love Chuck.
So much. I hate to say it, but it's probably one of my favorite act of the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I call this guy Food Olympics. I loved it. I was into this.
It was the whole package of this absurdity of, you know, the Rocky music, eating three raw eggs, lime juice in his eyes, which were closed, by the way. Eating a really hot pepper.
The hottest.
Hottest pepper, and doing that while in a tub full of ice.
The only thing I would have liked to have seen after he got in the tub of ice is get out and then do like that muscle flexing thing that other guy did. That should have been the encore.
They should have had like a
well,
combo.
If he went to Vegas, maybe he would have.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
is he going to Vegas?
No.
Yeah. Oh no, he's not.
No. Okay. Sorry. I'm like the only one that has to agree with it. Right when I saw it, I like almost threw up.
You did.
I was like covering my mouth, eating three raw eggs with the shells. I just can't watch that. I'm sensitive. I have a sensitive stomach, so, you know, whatever. But, oh, my God.
I didn't understand what he was doing, but
can't
you did.
Do it.
You said it was because he was trying to avoid throwing up. Is that a talent?
Well, that's what I thought. But then when we rewound it and realized that they didn't show any of the yolk, so they might have been hard-boiled.
I don't think so.
There was some, like, gels coming out.
No, they were still in the shell, but they might have been hard-boiled. Well, either way, like, that's what I thought is, you know, because they say a certain amount of eggs or you can't drink a gallon of milk without throwing up.
Right.
So when I saw the milk, I thought that was going to be his talent. But then he didn't do anything with the milk. Mm-hmm. Howie did, but he didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was actually the best part of the act was the interaction between Howie, who wants to give him a yes, and Howard, who's like, you are ridiculous. There's no way this guy's going to Vegas. And then they threatened each other with that hot pepper.
Oh my God, best line. Don't bring that anywhere near me or I'm going to shake your hand.
Yeah, that was
I'm
going to
shake your hand.
And then Howie, who is a germ freak, takes a very small bite of that pepper. And
he doesn't know where that pepper's been.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they didn't wash that.
No.
There's pesticides all over that.
So is he really that? I know he's a really big germaphobe, but I don't know if they like cleaned it and they just didn't show us or something, but I don't think so. Because I remember when I did that red carpet interview for him, like I was about to like touch him and not just out of instinct because he is my favorite
fist
judge.
Bump.
Yes. And I told him, I was like, oh yeah, you're my favorite judge. And then he gave me a fist pump. So it was cool. But you know, really he automatically, it's like totally not fake. So I don't know if they cleaned it or something before he ate it because that's like in your mouth.
Well, maybe he just has like strange
you're right
specific things, and I was kind of upset that Howard didn't take a bite of that pepper.
Oh yeah, I was really upset with that too. It's like, why not? Entertain us, come on.
Yeah,
how about Bieber?
The little kid payphone. I'm not a Maroon 5 fan. That was already a turn off for me.
Is that what that song was? I wasn't paying attention.
Even
I saw a song that looks like Bieber and I'm just, oh, a wall.
So you're not a believer?
I mean, it has nothing to do with that. I am a Maroon 5 fan, but I mean, no, that kid is... Go back to school.
Yeah, he wasn't that good either.
Stay
I don't
want
to be mean.
Join the Boy Scouts.
Join the Boy Scouts. He was 13, so I hate like being like really critical on the kids, but I have to be honest, like I can't even believe that his parents were like, hey, you should really do this. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that it's great for his esteem, like it's kind of like a dream you get to perform, but I can really just tell that he just idolized Justin Bieber and he wanted to be just like Justin Bieber. And he was like, oh well, Justin Bieber, like, can't really. And I guess I mean by singing, like, you know how like Eli, what was his name? Eli or Elijah or whatever.
Oh,
like, he really has some soul and depth in his voice. I think he's just like, well, Justin Bieber's famous and he doesn't sing like that, so maybe I can go out. And I mean, just the way that he was like kind of with his swag and like his skin tight jeans and stuff.
Yeah,
I just think that he just kind of wanted to do it to see what would happen.
I mean, I'm sure it was great for him. It was like the time of his life.
Yeah, until he got like a big no. Oh my gosh, at 13, they're so sensitive. For sure. I felt really bad for him.
The way they said no to
him. Oh, of course.
Really nice. See, it's good when parents are supportive, but you still got to tell your kids the truth. When they're not good, just tell them they're not good.
But I do believe that parents believe their kids are that much better.
Sure.
Yeah. Would you say they believe?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't want their kids to turn out like that, but...
What? Incredibly rich? Oh, man, I hope my kid doesn't make $1 billion. That would be horrible.
By 19.
Yeah.
And then... Speaking of young kids, we have an even younger kid, Anna Christine, who was 10 years old. She looked mature.
I wanted to see her driver's license, which I'm sure she had.
You're right. She looked, you know, she looked mature, but she had a fantastic voice.
She had a great voice.
She had a really good voice.
She is ahead of her years. Mm-hmm. You're just born with something like that. I'm also gonna say she was a little creepy.
Well, what made her creepy?
I just thought she was like a little woman child. Yeah. It was just creepy to me.
I know. It was kind of like Interview the Vampire, Kirsten Dunst's character.
Totally. Oh, yeah, because did you ever watch The Orphan? Just like that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And one thing I didn't like that Mel B said about that is you're a really good singer for 10. And I'm like, either you're really good or you're not for this show. It's not, you know, America's Got Talent. For your age. I hate when they say that, like, oh, yeah, for a 10-year-old, you're really good. Well, then you shouldn't be here because you're going to go against a 30-year-old that's even better.
I think she meant, like, that by the age of 10 years old, like, she already has, you know, vocals that are so developed and, you know, the range is obviously out of control. I think that's what she meant by it.
Well, she didn't clarify.
Mel B isn't exactly a singer herself. Yeah. So, I mean.
Right, but that's why if I were her, the 10-year-old, I would take offense. I'd be like, oh, 4'10", like, you're this amazing singer. I think that she's great regardless of being 10. I think that she definitely has. There's some, you know, 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds that are on American Idol or The Voice or whatever that don't sing as good as her. So I don't even like that she said 4'10", because she's
that's
a great singer.
Saying, yeah.
Agreed.
But then it also makes you wonder, like, why are you on America's Got Talent? Like, why don't you try out for The Voice?
Is there an age limit, though?
Yes. I think it's like 18 or something.
Well, I think X Factor, they were trying out like 10-year-olds.
I think you can be young at X Factor.
She's not necessarily likable as of yet. I don't know. She doesn't have that likability factor.
Is X Factor more like flashy, though, or not really?
I mean, after the auditions, they flash it up, you know? They will like kind of give everyone a makeover. I mean, they'll probably take her out of her like weird turtleneck. And, like, again, it's neither here nor there. They probably give her like highlights.
Or,
like, Okay.
Well, okay. So the next one, which was awesome. By the way, Anna Christine got all yeses. The next one, which was awesome, was Three Penny Chorus and Orchestra. And they did the symphony thingy to Call Me Maybe. And I love this kind of stuff when they use instruments to make a pop song into something more, I don't know, orchestrated, I guess. So what'd you guys think of it? I liked it.
I would let them call me maybe. I like that a lot too, when different styles of music do something that's out of the realm. And I will admit that as much as I hate pop music, that song is catchy and I like it as it is. So seeing them do it like that, I thought was really cool. You know, it might get old if that's all they do.
I don't think it is, though. Hopefully.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully they'll do something more, but they kind of have to stick to that, or else, you know, if they try to do a classical song next, people are going to be like, oh, we don't care about this. We want more pop songs. Mm-hmm. So they have to find like a medium to make me happy.
I'm definitely a top 40 fan. So I was definitely a fan of them. I thought it was definitely cool. I haven't really seen, I mean, I've seen something like it, but I haven't really seen the whole song through like that. I think it would be cool that, let's say if they did have a show, if they did kind of integrate some classical music and then it kind of segued into a pop song just seamlessly. I think that'd be really cool if it wasn't just all pop music. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be fun to be in the audience and watch this huge orchestra play pop music, not knowing what song was going to come next. Like, if it's going to be Call Me Maybe Every Time, then yeah, I'm good. But
you're onto something there.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
They need me as a manager. I know.
Yeah. I know.
You know, I'm really interested. Like, I am a sucker for those kind of bands that, like, revise songs that aren't in their genre. I think it's really different. And, I know it's, like, people have been doing it for kind of a while now, and it's a little played out. But I really like when, like, rock bands, like, play, like, ghetto rap and, you know, things like that. Again, I think they're great, and I really liked them. They were one of my top people, and I would like to see them go through. Again, I just am really worried about, until September, what kind of extra elements they're going to put in. So we'll have to see. But I think that they're great for now. I just, you know how it gets. Like, after, like, September, if you see the same thing, you just start getting bored. And not even for the Vegas act, I think that's fine. But for the show itself, like, we always want to see more. So we'll see what they have to bring.
I like, while we were screening it, that you mentioned that you really liked how they were of all ages, of all genders, and of all nationalities. And I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm.
But Howard brought up a good point. If they win, they're going to have to split that prize money. And after taxes, we're looking at, like, $650,000 between, I don't know, like 40 people.
They're probably just going to put it into their orchestra and make by shiny instruments or something. Gold instruments.
That would be so anticlimactic.
Yeah, a little bit. So they all got yeses. And then the next one was...
They deserved it.
They did. Mm-hmm. The Pacific Choir Boys, which got a yes. I don't remember them. They were really fast, I guess.
Which ones were they? Because I was just going to ask you.
They were just the boys singing.
We were probably talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that was happening. By the way, Game of Thrones, this Sunday at the John Lovitz Club. Go check it out with After Buzzers.
Oh, here it comes.
God, that's such a good show. Cheers.
I know. You guys are getting, like, so excited even just hearing the theme song.
All right. So.
Tears welling up in their eyes.
I just want to stab someone now. I mean, yeah, it's such a good show.
I want to slit your throat.
Whoa.
Oh.
I got this thing I got to go take care of.
Things are getting dark.
So, next one, it was Special Head. This was weird because in the beginning, they were looking for this guy named Special Head, and he was up somewhere hidden. And then they had this montage of this complete weird yogi master-ish guy, and then he does his thing. Howard exits him right away, but no one else exits him, and he does this crazy float with one stick. Crazy. Like, we had to rewind it and watch it again, and everyone loved it.
Yeah, that was cool as hell. That's all I have to say about that. That was so cool.
Yeah, well, he's a magician, it was awesome. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie The Prestige.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, it's about magicians, and there's a lot more to it, but that doesn't matter. But in it, there's like an old Japanese guy who is a magician, and they explain, like, he lives his life a fraud. He lives his life as an old, frail Japanese guy, but he's really like a weightlifter, and he's really strong so that he can pull off things you don't think he's going to do. So that's what this guy was doing. You know, he was walking with a limp. He never took his hand off the cane. It was a magic act, but it was awesome, and it was different from the magic acts they normally have. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what else he's going to do, because this is a guy that lives his act.
Yeah, this guy, he marketed himself wrong. He should. Oh, there he is.
I'm just going to watch this.
He kind of like, I mean, as you can see, if you're watching online, you can see behind us that his act is actually on. I think he marketed himself all wrong, because he does come out as like this kind of yogi type of guy when he really should have dressed it up and really made it like a magic act, because you don't know what he's going to do. And I mean, magic has done really well in Vegas. You know, David Copperfield has been there for, I don't know, a good 30 years, it seems. It's probably less. But I mean, she'd have dressed it up and really kind of hammed up the fact that he is a magician, because this is just a cheap trick, you know?
See, I disagree, because I feel like, you know, you've seen that. If he came out in a tuxedo and he had a blonde woman with him, it would have been the same thing. And you would have been like, oh, he can float. Everybody can float. But the fact that you thought he was something different, to me at least, I feel like that's what's different about it. And I really like the fact that he's this character. Like, he's living this life that you don't expect what's going to happen.
What else will he have?
Lasers. I hope lasers.
I don't want him to come out in a tuxedo. I didn't want that. I like his act, but I mean, you think he's gonna do yoga or something. You think he's gonna do like a yoga pose. Like, No one really knew what he was going
to
do.
That's what I think is great about it, is you don't know what to expect. And then, like, everybody freaked out. Because they're like, he's going to get X'd. He's going to get eliminated.
It was so boring at first.
Yeah, and then he just starts floating. Like, nobody expected that.
That was real cool.
No one will expect lasers.
I think with, you know, with some good lighting and some you know, smoke sort of aspect and some foreboding music, I think it could be a good act. I think it could be a good act.
So we'll see in future episodes if he's going to do the Nick route or the Daniel route. And
the Daniel route has lasers.
Lasers or smoke. Up to you guys. And so he got yes.
Well, lasers sound cool when you say it like that. Lasers or smoke.
And smoke is awesome, you know. Is that better? Better.
No. It's all right.
And so he got all yeses, and then we have Angela Hoover. She says she's from Redondo Beach. So I'm not sure. Are they in L.A. at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no.
She
wait,
wasn't.
Right. I think they're still in New York.
I think they're still in New York.
She said she's
from Redondo
Beach,
but then she said they moved to Las Vegas. Huh. And then she talked about her husband like he was dead, but he was in the front row. Yeah. So I was real confused.
You're right. I think it's New York because I'm judging them by what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Because I know that like Heidi in New York was wearing this like really sparkly thing. So that's how I'm remembering them.
See, that's a smart way of doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's because I know what clothes they wore. Yeah.
She was probably just doing like amateur night at the Apollo, so she was in New York.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was
an
amateur.
She wasn't that good. She said she's an impressionist and a comedian, stay-at-home mom. She did impressions of Celine Dion, Drew Barrymore, Kristen Chenoweth, and then some balloon.
We're not sure.
Lady.
I'm going with Penelope Cruz, but I have no idea.
Yeah. She should have really clarified because the impressions obviously aren't that good for us to mind read like who it was. So that was interesting.
And I feel like if you're going to be an impressionist now, have something that we haven't heard. Like I've seen people do mostly on Saturday Night Live impressions that she did. And she was fine. She was good at them, but if it was 20 years ago and nobody else was doing impressions, that would be great. But if you can go to the improv and see three other people doing the same impressions, what's good about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think she was kind of lacking in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to build that up more. Maybe she would shine better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought her character as a person was very interesting because she's this 42-year-old stay-at-home mom. And what people always say with anything entertainment-like is find the niche, the untapped niche. And that is how your way to be successful. So I think, again, like I said, for stay-at-home moms, like watching YouTube, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, there's a mom and she's super funny and I can relate, you know. But as far as like real comedy, I mean, obviously, it's just not there.
Yeah.
And she had a problem that a lot of impressionists have is she has good impressions, but not funny jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can hear you say something as them, but I want to hear something funny come from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say the opening part of her act was she was like trying to make a joke about Celine Dion, like at a 5-year-old's party. And it was just not funny.
I honestly
think the judges didn't X her right away because she was talking about how she's like a stay-at-home mom. And I mean, it wasn't like a sad story, but there was something endearing about her.
Sure.
Yeah, but it wasn't her act.
The funniest was when her and Howard were actually just having a normal conversation before her act. That was the only time I really thought she was funny or liked her.
I honestly wouldn't have been impressed if she was at the Laugh Factory in L.A. or like any
club.
Well, there's a lot of comedians like her. I feel like they're funny people, but they're not good joke writers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, you'll see them, like you'll hear them on podcasts or in interviews, and like, he's hilarious. And then you watch their stand-up, and it's like, oh, that's not funny.
You hit the nail on the head. I agree with you, too. They're naturally funny people, but when it comes to writing, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's really what she is. She's funny, and I liked her, like, the pre-interview they did. She was funny, but then her act was okay.
She did make it through, though. Unlike Barbie and Mina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was just stupid.
You were upset about that, were you?
I have no idea what was going on. I wish I knew what was happening. That's all I was upset about.
We were all talking about, what are these props?
What was that shiny box behind them?
I don't know.
Really wanted to know what was going to happen.
It was funny because they show us such a quick snippet of them, and then we don't even know what was going on. So we just basically saw them getting the X. So, and then I guess that maybe this is why Howard compared them to the Spice Girls. And that's why Mel B got all upset. And then the music started hitting. And then they kept playing it and playing it. And then there was another act like the Spice Girls. And then they moved to L.A. And then I just want to say, I think I saw Sasha Fox from MasterChef. I rewound the thing. I was like, is that Sasha Fox from MasterChef who got the boot last week? And she's a great chef. Maybe that's her act if she's in there. And then we have the last act of the night. And it took me a while to write this down. Tan, the chief raka, two people, unemployed, hashtag booty.
I love them so much.
I think everyone loved them so much. I thought booty. They were terrible.
Can we just get a chant? I agree. Can we just get a chant real quick?
I don't even know.
I don't remember how it goes.
B-double-O-T-Y.
Yeah, that's right.
B-double-O-T-Y.
We have that song?
B-double-O-T-Y.
I don't want to look it up.
Tomorrow I'll have it on my ringtone.
It's not in good quality on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well, B-double-O-T-Y was the hit of the night.
Oh, yeah. Big time. These guys were genius.
Yeah.
It was actually so smart of them because, let's be honest, these guys are not getting, they're going to Vegas, but they're not getting a show in Vegas. They came out there and said they want a one hit, they want to be a one hit wonder. They had a song that had three words in it, had the whole audience singing it. Then all the judges were singing it after the show. And then it was hashtag booty on the screen. I mean, these guys got what they set out to get.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we're here talking about it. I mean, I tried looking up on Twitter and Instagram to see if that hashtag was there. Couldn't find anything. But I tried anyway. The fact that I'm trying, someone else is trying too. So, I mean, they did something right.
They are teaching vocabulary literacy. Nobody's going to misspell that word again.
No.
Ever.
No. And you know what? Even if they don't make it to the $1 million, they're still going to have a following at this point.
Well, they came out right away and said, I want to be a one-hit wonder.
And Howie was with them. That's all. Yeah. Howie said, you guys just play the same song over and over again every episode.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to do something like that for comedy, which they mostly did, let it, like, wink to us. Let us know that you know it's comedy. You know, when someone comes out and they're like, I'm super serious about this, and then they do something jokey, you're like, oh, you're an idiot. But you want to be with him when he's like, I'm a one-hit wonder. Uh-huh. Okay, it's funny. He's going to do something funny. And everyone liked it. And I loved it.
These guys are, if you're listening or watching and you're in LA, you'll know what I'm talking about. The people on Hollywood Boulevard who, when you're at a red light, come up to you with a CD, you know, and they're like trying to sell you their CD. Well, actually, what they do, they say, here's a free CD. It's nothing. And then you try taking it, like, wait, are you going to, like, you mean like a contribution? And you're like, wait a second, that was a free CD. Anyway, these two guys are exactly who those people are. They just found a loophole. They found a platform, and they sang one song. That was the only song they want people to hear. And now millions of people have heard it. And now we're talking about them. I think it was brilliant.
Would you have given them a yes?
No, I would not have given them a yes.
I would have made everybody give them a yes somehow. Bribery, threatening them with the sword I keep under the desk.
Kira?
See, I would, well, now if you're going to threaten me, then I would say yes. But honestly, I would say, like, hell no. Yeah, I actually thought they were super annoying.
Really?
Yeah, I liked the song, though. I loved the song, but them, it was just, like, I didn't like them at all. They were just, like, too much. And it's, like, the hype guy's, like, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
You gotta have a hype guy. I agree,
but it was just, like, too much. But I'm interested in, are they really going to do what Howie said, and they're just going to keep singing B-double-O-T-Y?
Yeah,
because anything, they'll make it bigger. They'll bring, like, 30 people with them on stage or something.
Like an orchestra. But they're
good idea.
Yeah, there's ways to do the same thing, but make it bigger. You know,
that's
have women with giant booty or a video
like
or something.
I'm open to that. Then.
All they need
I'm
is the same. You know, do what Psy did with Gangnam Style. Oh, blow it out, but it's a ridiculous. I just did. It's too late.
Consistency brews success, so they should totally do the song over and over because we're just going to be hearing it over and over.
And I'm going to end up liking it.
I mean, how many times have you heard a new single and you're like, oh my God, that's never going to catch on? Then you hear it over and over.
Always.
Call me maybe. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I know all the words now. It's like, really good.
I don't know. I know this is a different show, but if you guys have watched the new Arrested Development, there's a song on there called Getaway, Getaway. Only lyrics. Biggest thing I remember from the show.
Wow,
is
really?
Just the over and over lyrics of Getaway, Getaway.
Wow. Well, that's what B-double-O-T-Y is going
to
be. Yeah,
I believe it. But then again, I mean, although I would have said no to them, there were not a whole lot of people I would have said yes to.
Yes, right. I mean, this episode didn't have much talent to prove, but maybe next episode we'll have more talent.
Who do you think has longevity that we saw tonight?
The orchestra is probably the...
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, Howie will probably stick around for a while.
Yeah. How about you guys?
You know what? done with the show. Give Howie Bobby's World in Vegas.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god. Yes.
I would go see that. Bobby's World.
Yes, Bobby's World.
I miss Uncle Ted. It's Noogie time.
I'd be a down for a Spice Girls reunion too.
That would be big.
Oh yeah.
That would be big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about you guys? What did you guys think? Who has longevity?
Oh god. I guess the light
said,
people.
Oh god.
The light people.
That guy has longevity.
Yeah, he's doing pretty
god.
Well. Yeah, I like the orchestra that sang Call Me Maybe. I liked the light show. I didn't really like it, but I mean, out of all the other acts, like, I liked it. And the guy who flexed.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't even say Mew this time.
I'm over her. Oh. I told you love-hate relationship.
That was quick. How about you?
I think Special Head, honestly. I think he's going to do something to blow us away. Lasers.
He needs to dress it up, though. It can't just be him and a rug.
No, I know. This was the beginning. I think it was just he came out to freak people out and to get them into like this weird character that he is and then blow them away. And then next time he's just going to do something nuts, I think. You know, maybe he'll wear a robe and take it off and have something crazy come out or lasers.
The country singer was good, too.
Yeah. Well, guys, we don't have any news and gossip because it's a brand spanking new episode. And predictions, well, we'll probably have a better episode because this week didn't have great talent.
Are we still in L.A. next episode?
We start in L.A.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, where can we follow everybody?
Facebook, I guess.
You can follow him through me or Kira.
My Twitter is forthcoming.
You can follow him on AfterBuzz TV.
Just give them your pager number.
Yeah, just page me at 555-2755.
Send me a fax.
But you, Nick, where can we follow you?
Follow me on Instagram, Nick_Collins. I have some pretty decent photos.
There you go. My biggest thing would be Facebook, but I also have Twitter. Same thing. Kira Batte.
And you can find me on Twitter and on my Facebook page, KAORIOUS. And you can follow all of us and Daniel at AfterBuzz TV. And we will catch you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Time for bed.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.